Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
Be anointed. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to everyone on the line today. We thank God for you.
Yes.
We welcome you to Sunday service. Welcome.
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 Oh, we can't welcome you enough. If it's your first time tuning in to Sunday service with us here on The Preacher and the Pastor, we want to welcome you.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to Sunday service. We're glad to have you. We're glad to be in fellowship with you. You know, this is God's day, and we're going to be thankful in God's day.
Yes, welcome. If this your first time on Sunday service here on The Preacher and the Pastor, press 1. We'd like to personally welcome you here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, though we're here on The Preacher and the Pastor Show. Our ministry is called the Gospel Public Ministry. So we are definitely a church with our walls. You know, you'll find us here and there. We go where God sends us,
yes.
And we shall be obedient to go. Our Bible says, who can I send? And we say, we answer, we'll go.
Amen.
Will you go when God, when he calls you, will you go? If it's your first time being with us on this Sunday, on Sunday service here on The Preacher and the Pastor, please press 1. We want to personally welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to welcome you all.
Welcome. Welcome.
You know, we always, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit, not just to welcome y'all, but it's just been I don't know if you ever had one of those moments, and God just showed out in your life. Like, God just showed up, you know, right then and there, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looked like all hell was breaking loose, and God just showed up and showed himself mighty and strong in your life. I don't know if you ever had one of those moments. Have you?
I done had so many of those moments, and I'm so glad about those moments.
I know, right?
Amen.
Glory to God. I love it when God just shows up and shows out, and we're just so excited about the work of God in our life and what God is doing in us. And we just want to encourage somebody on today, and I know that the scripture will encourage a lot of us on today as we go forward. We want to encourage you, let you know God knows who you are. God remembers your name. He knows your situation. He knows it better than you. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of it all, and the eternity that comes after that. So I just want you all to be encouraged on today as the word goes forward. If there's anything that's distracting you right now, just try to have a clear mind, an open mind to receive the word of God and be in a place right now where you can really receive that, because I know that that's going to be changed by the message that's going to go forward today by Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. We thank God.
Amen. All right, you all, welcome again. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray, you all. We want to pray. We welcome in the Holy Spirit at this time, in this place. Father God, for we know that you are omnipotent and omnipresent. There's nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us. So, Father God, first and foremost, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the man of God on today that will be giving your word out, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for the anointing that's on his life. Father God, for your word says that the anointing breaks.
Well, yes,
it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. Oh God, just like the song said, the anointing makes a difference in my life, makes a difference in our life. So Father God, we thank you for the anointing, oh God, that you've given us, Father God. And we bless your name, Father God. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no greater than you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way right now in this service, oh God, and each and every one life that's on the phone today, oh God, those that are attending service by way of the phone, by way via the internet on today, Father God. Lord, we know even through the internet and phone calls, oh God, that you can still reach us through the airways, oh God. There's nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us, oh God. So we ask right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, move in this place right now. Move on every line on today, oh God, in every house right now. Cleansing out all darkness, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, we ask that you, Lord, command it to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace. According to Hebrews 4:16, we are thankful for the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies, that redeems us, that justifies us, and to make all things new in our life, oh God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. A lot of us are dealing with so many different types of the concerns and fears right now, but we come casting all our cares and fears, oh God, at your feet, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you command it all to work together for our good. And Lord, we thank you that it's already done, oh God. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness for all our sins and our iniquities and trespasses and transgressions, oh God, sins of commission and sins of omission and any other sins, oh God, whether it be deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, or division, divination, doubt, envy, false burdens, and fantasy, lust, fears, fornication, fretting, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, hard-heartedness, heaviness, oh God, unforgiveness, hardiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifferences, intimidation, intolerance, jealousy, judgment, laboring, oh Father God, misbelief, murder, plotting, presumption, oh God, pride, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, perversion, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-analysis, self-pity, strife, shame, slander, stiff-necked, struggling, taking offense, tension, unbelief, uncleanness, undermining, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, worry, worldly, wickedness, and witchcraft, mystery, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you have cleansed us from all this, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you fill this with overflowing with the Holy Ghost anointing and power in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we repent for all of our sins, and we ask you to forgive each of us for our sins, oh God, and iniquities and trespasses and transgressions, to cover those with the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, torment, in the demonic spirits and strong men in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in the presence of anyone that's on the line today, anyone that's attending Sunday service with us today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we loose them to where Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you right now. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes and over everyone that's on the line today, over their homes, over their vehicles, and all that they have and love and will have. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every doorway, window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all the contents in our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enter in and who enter and exit our homes. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our home today, and the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, for the blood that protects us and keeps us in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us as a witness for you wherever we go, God. We are a city on a hill that cannot be hid. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men that they may see and know the good works of you and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surrounding, according to Matthew 5:14-16. Thank you, Lord, for our ministries, in the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our business and jobs, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finance and possession. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our bills, our checking accounts, our savings account right now. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all our possessions and everything that we have and everything we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. We are thankful for your word, for your word is true and established in the heaven. According to Matthew 24:35, that the mercy endures forever. According to Psalms 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your angels and for your protection. According to Psalm 91, for your salvation. That our whole heaven is written, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, O God, for our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, O God. According to Revelation 21:27, and that everyone in our household are saved. According to Acts 16:31, and Father God, we just want to say thank you right now. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, oh God, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17:17. Thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4:7. Thank you for the battle and every problem that we face, oh God, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge parts to become one solid rock, and that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit, oh God, so we can bear good fruit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that We know, Father God, that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, wanting nothing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can ask for whatever we will, and as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition to ask in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for provisions right now, as all our needs are supplied in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your riches and glory. We thank you for divine prosperity right now. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for past, present, and future healing. As you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the Lord who heals. Thank you for divine help right now, God. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, oh Father God, smelling and tasting in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for all, oh God, that you bless us with and more in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. Well, God, we understand it, oh Father God. We know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we put on each of us. Armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, we will be strong in you, O Lord, in the power of your might, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27, so we shall prevail because the battle is not ours, Lord God, but it's yours, Lord God. We decree and declare victory over us right now, and everyone that's in Sunday service on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for creating us a clean heart, O God, that we have a renewed right spirit this 2 o'clock hour, O God, that you have made old things pass away and all things are new, that you didn't cast us away from your presence, you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you for our soul mercy, O God, that endures forever, O God. You restored us in the joy of your salvation, according to Psalm 51:10-13, your joy is our strength, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we now put on us the helmet of salvation. We declare right now that we are spiritually minded, according to Romans 8:6, we have the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16, we take out the corner away of thinking on this day, according to Romans 12:2, putting on the helmet, we no longer allow our five corner senses to affect the way that we think. We decree and declare we exercise our spiritual senses, spiritual hearing, spiritual sight, spiritual touch, spiritual taste, spiritual smelling, according to Romans 8:14. We thank you, Lord God, for being our God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you order our steps according to Psalm 37:23, and we acknowledge you, Father. We do acknowledge you, yes, Father God, precious Jesus, our precious Holy Spirit in all our ways, according to Proverbs 3:6. We acknowledge you, Jesus, our Lord, over all our ways and everything that we do. We will do it, Lord God, wholeheartedly, Lord God, according to Colossians 3:23, listening to your spirit and rejoicing as we do it for you. We have your promise that you will direct our path, according to Proverbs 4:18. We will not lean to our own understanding, go by what we think is good, but we will trust you. We will trust your Holy Spirit with all our heart, and we will believe our path is directed by you, according to Proverbs 3:5-6. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, O God. Lord, we ask right now that you speak thank to every you, person Lord. On the line today, all that's in Sunday service on today, Lord God, that you will speak to them, Lord God, those that are sick, Lord God, that are needing the healing on today, O God, let them be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, those that are waiting to hear a word from you, Father God, but they don't know where to go, what direction to turn, Father God, let them receive divine direction and instruction from you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we all need help from you right now. Lord, help us all right now, Lord God. Lord, let us receive divine help right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless on today, oh God, even as we come together, touching and agreeing, oh God. Oh Father God, let deliverance take place. Let healing take place, oh God. Oh Lord, let freedom take place right now. Let a blessing be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Father God, we give it all over to you, Lord, and we ask that you just have your way, God. Withholding nothing, Lord God. We come withholding nothing on today, Lord God. We give it all over to you, Lord. A lot of us are hurting and going through, and we can't talk to nobody about it. But, Lord, we want to come tell you all about it, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to rid ourselves of the old woman, the old man, oh God. Lord, to purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, Lord. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God. Lord, help us on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We love you. We give it all over to you, Father God.
With
holy nothing, oh God. No more will we continue to operate the way of the world, oh God, but we will operate in the Spirit. Oh Lord, help us. We can't do it by ourselves. We decree and we declare right now in Jesus' mighty name. The Father, we prayed about that God has answered our prayers and is turning around for our good. And we are blessed and we can never be cursed. We are the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath. My Lord, my God, we are the lender and not the borrower. We don't owe anybody nothing but to love them. And Lord, we just want to say thank you because you made it that way for us because you are our provider.
You,
I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the new season of blessings, the new season of healing, the new season of deliverance, the new season of being made whole and complete in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and your promises. It is in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Glory, amen. Glory, hallelujah. The scripture for today, you all, is coming from the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy, you all, it's going to be chapter 12 through 17. I won't be long. 12 to 17, 1 Timothy chapters 12 through 17. And the scripture was given this morning. I was in prayer with a family member, and it resonated for me to be able to deliver this today to all that's listening because it helped me. And I'm sure it's going to help you on today, no matter what your position is right now, where you think you are, where you think you're not. God is able to do it right where you are in your current situation. It doesn't matter what your situation is. God is a God that is able. You know, God is a God of all possibility. He's unlimited. So don't limit God because he's a limitless God. Amen. We're talking about the Almighty God. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 12 through 17, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, put me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and a worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am chief. However, for this reason, I obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible to God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless the hearer. Yeah. The reading, the hearing, most of our doers of your word. And just to give a little breakdown before we have another, before we go into praise and worship, and then the word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. What is the Bible saying to us here? This is Paul speaking. Paul is speaking here. And people, we can feel guilty. It's time that we feel guilty and ashamed of things, and we feel like that our past. And we think that because of our past, God won't forgive us or God won't accept us. And sometimes we can feel guilty and ashamed of that. But consider Paul's past. If you know anything about Paul, Apostle Saul, but now Paul, he hunted down and murdered God's people. He was a persecutor and the excellent man before coming to faith. God forgave Paul and used Paul mightily for his kingdom. So no matter how shameful or regretful we are over our past, God also can forgive and use you. Use me. Use my husband. Use your brother. Use your sister. Use your mother. It doesn't matter what the past, what they've done in their past or doing now. God, right where you are, can intercede right where you are and turn it around right there. See, with man, it may take all day. It may take all year. It may take years to get you there. But when God does it, he can do it right then, right there and right there where you're at, right then and right there where you are. God can do it. So we may feel that our faith in God at times or our love for Christ and for others is inadequate, but we can be confident that Christ will help our faith and love grows our relationship with him deeper and deeper. It begins to get deeper and deeper. So here Paul in verse 15, here Paul summarized the good news. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and no sinner is beyond his saving power. Understand, he doesn't care what people say about you, about your mama, your brother. There is nothing that you can do. When you accept Jesus Christ, he will save you right where you are. He will bring you out of that situation, but you got to accept him and receive him. Like Paul did, he didn't know. He said ignorantly. He was operating in ignorance. So Jesus didn't come merely to show us how to live a better life or to challenge us to be better people. He came to offer us salvation that leads us to eternal life. So the question is, have you accepted his offer? So the thing is when you get Jesus, you get changed automatically. You get the Holy Spirit. So now you're not operating in the world. Though you're in this world, you're not of this world. So now you're operating in the flesh now. You're no longer operating in the, you know, you're operating in the spirit. You're not longer operating in the flesh because now you got Jesus Christ and you got the Holy Spirit. So you're moving a different, type of way, and people don't understand what God is doing in you. But I'm here to tell you, don't give up on God. Don't backslide. Don't decide I'm not going to do that because you people are talking about me. They saying that God didn't call me, but I got to call. See, God said he called me, but I'm discouraged because people keep wanting me to look at my past. Your past is anything you did 5 seconds ago, a second ago. That's your past. So here. And this is really significant, and we'll go on to our praise and worship. Paul calls himself, in verse 15, Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. Chief of sinners. So we think of Paul here. When we think of Paul, you all, I'll make sure you all can hear me. Pastor, you good over there? When we think of Paul as a great hero of the faith, but Paul never saw himself that way because he remembered his life before he met Christ. The more Paul understood God's grace, the more he was aware of his own sinfulness. Humility and gratitude should mark the life of every Christian. Never forget that you too are a sinner saved by grace. When we look at verse 17, and this verse is a typical doxology given by Paul as a natural emotional response to these reflections about the mercy of God. Paul was so moved by God's love that he was able to praise God anywhere he went. It didn't matter what time it was, what time of day, who he was amongst, what kind of people. He was able to praise God everywhere he went, and we need to be that way. We don't want to limit God to just our prayer closet, not to just a church building, not just around other believers, but to be able to praise God wherever you go, in the store, at work, in your car, in somebody else's car. You know, just allow the Holy Spirit to move in you at all times. We should be thanking God throughout the day because some people counted here today. Some people started off this morning, and they're already gone. They're no longer part of this world anymore. So we thank God for even this 2 o'clock time that we're able to be here and having Sunday service right now, right here, and accepting what God is doing in us and understand God. When he does a great thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my. Oh, I know I'm talking to someone today. You had doubt about, is God using me? Can God use me? Can I really be forgiven? I've been in this place a long time. I've been beating myself up. You mean to tell me I can stop beating myself up? I can receive what God says I can have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Paul said he was a chief sinner. Let me tell you something. God can do it in Paul. God can do it in you. You ain't murdered nobody, even if you did. No matter what you have done, hallelujah, we're God's children, and he does not give up on his children. If you have any children, you understand what I'm talking about. Even though your child may mess up, and the world may come against them, but because of that, your child, you want to still help your child in every situation your child is in and go through. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word right now, Holy Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name, oh, God. Oh, hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. You all be blessed. Be blessed, Father God. We thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give you all time just to let the word sink in. Thank you, Lord. We'll get ready here for Pastor Manning. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, put your hands together. Screaming here.
Go ahead. I can't hear you, but go ahead. If you can hear us, press one. If you can hear us, press one. We're having some technical difficulties. If you can hear, press one. Okay. All right, God bless you. All right, Pastor, go ahead. We do apologize for the technical difficulties sometimes that happens with the server here. So God bless you, Pastor. Go ahead. I'm not sure. You may want to start over because the system was down for some reason. I can't hear you. Is the phone on? Are you on? Okay, everybody else said they can hear, but now I can't hear anything again. Okay, let's see something here. Let me open up the line and see if I can hear anyone else. Hold on. Caller in 6881. Can you hear me? I can hear you, Mom. Okay. Yeah, then let me see. I'm just gonna check everybody's line. Okay. Let me see.
Yeah,
this. Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, let me bring everybody in and see if I can hear y'all. Hello, can you hear me? Everybody, I'm bringing y'all in so I can see if I can hear y'all. We have some technical difficulties. If you can just say I. Okay. All right, okay. All right, so everybody can hear, but we just have a privacy. Okay, let's see if we can get everything together. God bless everybody. God bless you all. Okay, let's try to get everything rolling again here. We thank God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
All right, we're back on. We're back on now. One thing that I do realize is that the Holy Spirit is very intelligent. The Holy Spirit is very, very intelligent. Now, even though right now the word of God is still going to go forth, no matter if we had a technical difficulty or if the line, anything, what I do realize is that we should always be thankful in every situation. And this is the word that is going forth today. Be thankful in every situation. Now, I know that I have my sermon here. I had already had it written, and you know, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm still going to deliver this word.
Amen.
No matter what the situation is.
Amen.
There'll be times in your life to where you had things already planned out. You had already written it out. You had already have it mapped out. But here comes something. Here comes a situation that you did not realize it was going to come, and it made you change your plans. Because, see, it was your plan to do whatever it is that you set out to do, but are you setting out to do the will of God, or are you doing God's plan? Because, see, what God plans for you to do, this is for things for you to do. And everything that God plans for you to do, nobody, no spirit, nothing can ever hinder what God has already set for, because he is God, and God is good. Now, anything that is good that's in this earth, anything that is good, we know that it is of God, because God is good. If I'm good, I'm not good because of myself or something that I've done. I'm good because God is good. It is the goodness of God that lives on the inside of me. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. God's mercy. Mercy is God's forgiveness.
Yes.
It's you getting what you do not deserve. That's mercy.
Mercy.
You getting what you do not deserve.
Jesus.
There are plenty of times that we can just think right now of things that we know we deserve it, but we did not get it.
Glory.
But what we did get was the thing that we did not deserve.
Bible.
And then we want to wonder why, like, oh, I don't deserve it. This ain't for me because, you know, I know that I'm not good.
Jesus.
You're right. You are not good. God is good.
God.
And it's the good God that lives on the inside of you.
Jesus.
Receive what God has for you. And you said it right now, people. Why have you said Jesus? Receive Jesus,
Jesus
who lives on the inside of you, who is available for you,
yes,
which is good, which is God,
yes,
which is the Word,
yes,
which is wonderful,
yes,
which is the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
All is the same. Good God. And we thank you, God, for being so good. So what is it that's causing us to fall from the mark? What is it that's causing us, you know, to be in that place where we just, I'm not going to be good. Just let me be angry at this time, or just let me be sick for a little while, or just let me just live like I want to live because, you know, I ain't ready. What's causing us to do that?
Hello.
I'm going to tell you what's causing us to do that. There are things that are way more than we can handle and things that are way more than we can bear.
Jesus.
And when these things show up in our life, we miss the mark because we believe that God is not good enough to fix that situation. We miss that mark because we know that God is doing all these good things, but there's one thing that's causing me to live a way that I don't want to live, or to live an ungodly way. Well, God, I don't think that you would forgive me for this. I don't think that you would heal me from this because I know what it is that I did. God is good.
God is good all the time.
God is good. God does not punish his children. He does not punish his children. God blesses his children.
Yes.
He had already, everything that's concerning you, everything that is about your life has already been taken care of.
Amen.
Not through you,
amen,
but through God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It has already been taken care of.
Jesus.
God made a promise,
yes,
to his son.
Yes,
and when he made this promise to his son that he would do all these things through his son,
yes, it is,
for you.
Amen. Amen.
How do we know that? Because Jesus Christ gave his life in exchange for your life. So anything that is going on in your life that don't need to be going on in your life, Jesus Christ have already given his life. So you don't have to give your life because your life wasn't good enough to give. See, God's life was good enough to give. Jesus Christ was good enough to give, and he gave his life so you may have life, but not just have any type of life, but a life of an abundance, a life of forgiveness, a life of holiness, a life of righteousness, a life of sanctification, a life of healing, a life of deliverance, a life of soundness, a life of prosperity in each and every area of your life through Christ Jesus. So because God made this promise to his son Jesus, he's already making provision. He's an intercessor for you. So in order for you to see these things show up in your life, receive it from God. Receive it from Jesus, which is good. Now, if you know that, then that ought to put you in that place to giving God thanks all time, in every situation. Even in the situation of the phone trying to go down, even in the situation of the system trying to crash, still give God thanks. Even if we wouldn't have came back on the line to be able to deliver this word, you still should be in a place where you have your Bible, where you still trust God. I can't hear what the preacher is saying. I can't hear what the pastor is saying, but I still have a voice. I still have God that lives on the inside of me. And because I know God lives on the inside of me and I have a voice, I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to give you thanks in every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Your mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope y'all can hear that. I've got the word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence right now. Oh, Lord, thank you for your healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of that. Oh, Father God, thank you for not giving up on us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on today, oh, God, for using him, Lord God. Oh, Lord, a lot of us would have crumbled and failed, oh, God, and gotten discouraged. But God, oh, Lord, we thank you for the but God on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of that. Oh, Lord, touch and heal right now, oh God. Touch and deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us all on today, oh God. Lord, we need more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Father.
Oh, God, we bless your name, Father God. We give it all over to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, if there's anyone that needs prayer, we want to pray for you. We want to pray about your situation. We want to pray for your healing. We want to pray for deliverance. We want to pray for your freedom on today. We want to pray for you. Press 1 if there's anyone that needs prayer. We want to pray for you. We thank God for you. We know the system is acting up, and we can't really see. I don't know if you all can hear me. I trust God that you can hear me. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up every family on this phone today, their household, all that they're concerned about, Lord God. Those that are needing healing, God, let healing take place, Lord God. Those that are needing deliverance, Lord God, let deliverance take place, oh God. Those that need to be set free, oh God, let freedom take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for everyone's protection on today. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace that endure forever, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your joy, Father God, the joy that's unspeakable, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you that we're saved by grace, oh God. We thank you for the finished work on the cross, oh God. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood.
Oh, yes, Father.
Hallelujah to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. I lift up my mother on today. I lift up her right now. We pray her healing, her deliverance, and her peace and protection right now. We lift up Sister Jackson right now. We pray for her protection, her peace and joy and happiness and divine provisions right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We lift up Sharon Mackey on today, oh God. We pray for her peace and protection and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, keep them all, oh God. We pray for Miss Connie right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we pray that you will bless her life, Lord God, strengthen her, Father God, heal her body, Lord God, from the inside out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for Jarwin and Cedric on today, oh God. We pray their strength, their peace, and protection. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up Darvina Dudley on tonight, oh God, on this 2 o'clock hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, touch every heart on the line on today, oh God. Bless and heal, deliver, set free, oh God. Creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh Lord. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for answered prayers. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but I trust and believe because the Holy Spirit is present that you're being touched on today, moved and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. This is the time for our offering and tithe. If you want to, if you're in a position to give an offering or send your tithe to us, you can do that by Cash App at Pastor Chantel. I know some of you sent your tithe last week and on yesterday. We bless your tithe. Already we prayed over it. May there be no lacking your giving. That God will bless you. There are 7 promises that he will rebuke the devourer for your name's sake, and on your sick bed he will raise you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are a tither, for you are a giver, for you are a cheerful giver. So there is a blessing in giving. And we just thank God on today because you can't be a blessing unless you are, you can't bless unless you've been a blessing. So we thank God that he's made you a blessing to be able to bless, to be able to sow into the kingdom and know that you're sowing into good ground, that you will bear good fruit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for every tither and everyone that purpose ain't hard to give tithes and offering on today, that you will bless him, oh God, in a position to be able to give next time around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, that is our Cash App is Pastor Chantel. If you want to send it by mail, you can give us a call and we'll give you the address to send it to and any other way that you want to send it, Walmart to Walmart, that's up to you. But our number is 346-719-3349. If you want to sow into the kingdom, we are the Gospel Public Ministries, sending in your offering and tithes. We thank God for you, that God will bless all that you're concerned about, that God will set you free, and all that you're asking God to do may it be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. At this time, we have benediction. And again, we thank God for you.
Amen, amen. You know, God is good. What I want to do right now, you know, right before benediction, I want to give all that are listening on the line. We do understand what happened as far as, you know, the interruption in the line. But Psalms 107, if you get a chance this evening, read Psalms 107, you know, in its entirety, and read Galatians 5 in its entirety. And you know what? Maybe we'll just pick up on this on Monday, or maybe we'll pick up on it again on Sunday or during Bible study. So, I love you all, everyone that's on the line. I thank you for being present with us, for praying with us, and just being, you know, a part of Sunday service. Amen. Now may God of peace, who brought up the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do the will working in you, what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, who be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God once again for you all and for being here, being patient with us this Sunday. We will not give the enemy any props. We will not give him any props on anything that happened today. We don't stop and we don't quit. And you be the same way in your life and your walk. Don't stop. Don't quit no matter what's before you. God is going to bring you out. He's not bringing you out empty-handed. He's not bringing you out broke down and beat up. He's bringing you out well and good, for he is good in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And when you get God, you get good. You get better than good in the name of Jesus Christ. So again, we thank you. We thank you and we love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Coming in August, our announcements for August is that we'll begin our Monday morning intercessory prayer at 5 a.m. And Wednesday night is our Bible study. Bible study is at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we have our Saturday call, so we're going to be opening up that, and then we have Sunday service and Thursday, the preaching, the pastor show. So you all, God bless you. God bless you. We definitely want to be a blessing to all. So hopefully today you all were blessed by the word of God and feel. May your spirituality be filled, for the Bible says that man cannot, what did he say? Man cannot live or bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord shall be sealed, be sealed, be sealed, be sealed spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ. So that way you won't be tempted by the enemy when the enemy show up, because that's what the enemy tried to do with Jesus. He was, the Bible said that he was hungry.
Yeah.
He was hungry.
He came out all right, didn't he?
He came out all right.
The
and because the same with you. So when you have God, you have Jesus. Yeah, there will be times, there will be trials and tribulations, even temptations.
You came out all right.
Come out all right. So we thank God. There's no that. God bless you. We love you all. Tune in Monday at 8 p.m. tomorrow to the Preaching the Pastor show. We thank God for you.
Yes.
You are blessed. You are blessed. It's not you will be blessed. You are already blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. We love you. It ain't nothing
you can do about it.
Y'all have a good one. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give y'all some dog barking music. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we made it for
one more time. Everybody, God of mercy.
God of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.